Welcome back. Aubrey Theodi, right here, filling in for the great Kevin Price on The Price of Business. This is your business daily weekday stop to fill your gas tank up, so to speak, with business information. Speaking of gas tanks, because we're kind of gas tank talking it during the break here. And we're being joined live in studio from by Joyce Berger from Ariba Public Relations. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
It's good to have you with us. You know, I was just going through some of the things that make Ariba unique, and we were talking about some of your customer base. Tell us a little bit about Ariba for the listening audience. What you'd like to get the message out about your marketing communication skills over there. Tell us about your company and how you got started.
Well, essentially, the elevator story is we're a marketing communications, public relations, and advertising agency. We're really a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our second start. We had a company in 1987 that was, in 1980s, that was an ad agency much larger than the one we have now and had primarily oil field clients. But when the oil field boom busted, it finally hit us in 1987.
People do not realize, and the oil companies, this big evil, you know, put up the cross and go get them, profits, you know, and all these things about oil companies. But, you know, they're a business in the marketplace just like everyone else, susceptible to growth and losses. And people forget that the
Absolutely.
Oil companies were losing money every single year for about seven straight years in the 80s.
Well, and it didn't hit us until later in the 80s. Mm-hmm. A lot of our contemporaries were hit earlier. Our clients seemed to hold through, and we had clients in other businesses as well. But when the whole economy affected all of them, including clients in the healthcare field,
sure,
there
of course,
was just there
the
was
ripple
just
effect was huge. Yeah.
Left, and the morale on our employees was the effect on our employees was not positive.
Well, you're working with some interesting companies now. Tell us what type of companies you work with now with Ariba Public Relations.
Some of our legacy clients for a small company like ours are J.P. Morgan Chase.
That's not a small company.
No.
$1 trillion
large
in assets. Yeah, very.
And we worked with their whole and southern division and communicated to 13,000 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as BJ Services, which is now part of Baker Hughes. And our current largest client is an environmental and waste company. But we also have another client, for example, that is a small company we've been working with for 20 years. And they're a manufacturer of air conditioning and pressurization systems for living quarters offshore.
Mm, interesting. Are they local here in
mm-hmm.
town?
Yeah.
No, there's some, man, it's amazing the amount of HVAC companies that are here in Houston. People don't realize it, you know, when they go over the beltway and look over it, you know, Goodman, for instance, it goes over for a square mile, it looks like, you know, that's an HVAC company that's basically been here in Houston forever. Tell us about what size companies you work for. Are they small, medium, large? What is your target
customer
base?
Primarily the large ones, mm-hmm. because they see us as an adjunct to their staff, where they can have a whole public relations department of their own, which would be us, with no overhead.
Right.
And then we leverage the work that we do with other clients and bring those best practices to them. And we bring a new and fresh perspective. If they had people in-house all the time, sometimes the creative work gets stale. And they also like the fact that we're all senior people. And so we have an ability to work our way through their matrix organization.
Mm.
And work independently.
Well, that sounds like an interesting concept, because if you do have someone in-house, like you're saying, it's always good to have that an objective viewpoint, look at the productivity there, you know, and especially when you're talking about an important service like public relations. It is Ariba, A-R-R-I-B-A, public relations, PR.com, Ariba, mm-hmm. PR.com, standing for public relations. Tell me about what you're seeing in the challenging. The economy has a certain aspect to it right now that is challenging. Tell me how you're helping companies face those obstacles of today's economy and what your goals are of working through the tough economy with them.
Well, I think part of the answer to that is patience and foresight. We've been around when the economy was bad, and we've been around when it picked back up, and you know it's always going to turn around. People, young folks don't realize that's going to happen eventually. Hmm. So that's an asset for us.
Okay. And how are you helping your clients deal with the tough economy right now? Are you more aggressive on public relations? Do you find that the internet is an asset to you? Do you find that you're helping them get the word out about their company through their present customer base list? Or, you know, I know at Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, you know, when the economy tightened, usually what I've seen is that we've been here for 25 years, so when the economy takes a dip, people will get their carpets clean instead of replaced. This is the first lull, and I weathered the 80s as well, that we actually have a little bit of a tough expansion, even though people should be replaced, you know, they should be cleaning instead of replacing. Our expansion has been slowed as well. So we've turned to our existing customer base to keep us growing through keep us moving forward through the slowdown. How are you helping your customers get through the slowdown?
We don't have a lot of small customers. We have a few. Mm-hmm. And it's the small customers where they're looking to folks like us to tell them how to balance their communications and what would be best for them to do at any given time. And it depends very much on the industry they're in. Mm-hmm. We have one account where typical approaches are just as valuable during any economy. And we did their first brochure, and right now, 20 years later, we're designing their website with modern branding. Hmm. and a repositioning somewhat of them in the marketplace. And then in the large corporations, I think our ability to help with internal communications and the morale factor of people being let go, of people feeling that their jobs are threatened somewhat, is a big asset, too. We're not overhead, as I said.
Right.
So we can help communicate a very positive message. We find the positives, and that's what we focus on. We find the success stories.
Well, positive and success leads to productivity, that's for sure. Being positive, upbeat, breeds success. It breeds productivity. It breeds a forward momentum that you have to have in today's market. Well, thanks for joining us. Joyce Berger has joined us from Ariba Public Relations. It is ArebaPR.com.
Correct.
So easy to get you there. 713-690-8739.
Correct.
690-8739. 713. Thanks for joining us, Joyce. The show is wrapping up. Aubrey Theodi, your host of The Price of Business. We will be back tomorrow in each and every weekday, 11 to noon, on The Price of Business. All this week, your host, Aubrey Theodi, will be back. So see you tomorrow.